Jesus is my superhero. Mark chapter 9 verse 2 through 9. I love to listen to music. While I'm driving or taking a rest, I like to listen to Christian contemporary music. Especially, I really like to listen to kids' worship songs because the lyrics are very fun and direct. One of the kids' worship songs I like is Jesus is My Superhero by Hillsong Kids. Jesus is my superhero. Like this. Its lyrics are, He's the one who makes the sunshine. He's the one who that puts the moon in the sky. He's the one who hung the stars one by one. He's the one who makes the birds sing. He's the one who makes your dream so high. He's the one who makes me smile day by day. Jesus, you're my superhero, you're my star, my best friend, better than Spider-Man, better than Superman, better than Batman, better than anyone. These lyrics really make me say amen in the end. As pastor, I don't want our church kids to consider Jesus as just one of the superheroes. But the reason why I like this song is that it's telling us who is the best. This song sings that Jesus is better than any superhero. He's the best. One day, I read one very fun and interesting column about Jesus and superheroes. It gave about 20 reasons why Jesus is the superhero, true superhero. It's kind of like 20 features of Jesus that are better than any other superheroes. I don't agree with all of them, but some of them make me agree, so I want to share with them with you. Jesus never made mistakes. Demons are scared of Jesus. Jesus doesn't need any special mask or suit to show his power. He doesn't even need any weapons. He died not only to save his people, but also to save his enemies. His power and authority are universal. And he defeated death and is resurrected. When we watch a superhero movie, it always has a time for transformation. Most of the superhero characters in the movie usually live as one of the ordinary people in their life. But when the villains appear, they transformed into a certain figure. Imagine a moment of superhero transformations, such as Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, or Iron Man. You may remember that what happened to them. As soon as their appearance and outfits are changed, they have a supernatural power and they can use special weapons, so they are ready to defeat any villains. We also see this pretty amazing scene of transformation in the Bible too. In today's gospel scripture, we see the transfiguration of Jesus. In verse 2 to 3, 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and brought them to the top of a very high mountain where they were alone. He was transformed in front of them, and his clothes are amazingly bright, brighter than if they had been bleached white. But this is not the end. More amazing things happened. Elijah and Moses appeared and were talking with Jesus. For the disciples, they might have heard about Elijah and Moses, but they never expected to see them in person because they already knew that Moses already died and Elijah was taken up to heaven a long time ago. But now they appeared before them talking with Jesus. Furthermore, after that, a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice spoke from the cloud. This is my son, whom I dearly love. Listen to him. Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. Confronted with these mysterious incidents, the disciples were amazed and terrified. They could not believe it. So they were trembling with fear. Actually, to understand the transfiguration of Jesus, we have to know its background. If you read the first 8 chapters of Mark, before the transfiguration, Jesus made all of the victories over the devil, disease, its critics, and even nature. He healed a leper. He healed a man with a withered hand. He healed a paralyzed man. He healed a blind man and a man who was possessed by evil. And he revived a dead person. And he fed thousands of people. And he stopped storms. Not only Jesus' disciples, but also every follower of Jesus was very excited about the victory of Jesus. They only thought that Jesus is a Son of God in glory. They could not imagine the suffering or death of Jesus Christ. However, right before the transfiguration, Jesus taught his disciples that the nation's leaders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law of Moses will make him suffer terribly. So he will be rejected and killed, but 3 days later he will rise to life. When the disciples heard about that, they were shaken and confused. So Mark 8:32 said that Peter took hold of Jesus and, scolding him, began to correct him. That is why Jesus showed the transfiguration to his disciples, Peter, James, and John. To prove that his death did not mean neither defeat nor failure, Jesus showed his transfiguration to them. He wanted them to know that his death is a way of fulfilling his responsibility as Savior. And most importantly, he would defeat death and would be resurrected to show God's work. Likewise, the transfiguration has multiple meanings. For Jesus himself, the transfiguration was an approval of his decision to face and accept the cross, which is his suffering and death. And for Jesus' disciples, the transfiguration helped them to remove their fear and anxiety about Jesus' death. Also, through the transfiguration, his disciples, especially Peter, James, and John, could be the true witnesses of the glory of Jesus Christ. And for us who live in the presence, the transfiguration still has multiple meanings. First of all, the transfiguration of Jesus leads us to see who Jesus Christ is. We commonly think of the meaning of word transfiguration as a complete change of form or appearance into something new. To Jesus' disciples, his transfiguration was a totally new state that they have never seen before. But actually, it was not a new state at all. Jesus was not changed into a new being through the transfiguration. Rather, he was just uncovering himself to show them who he really was. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus was confirmed as the Son of God, not only by himself, but also by his disciples and the centurion. In Mark 1, 9 through 11, when Jesus was baptized, a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." From this, Jesus himself confirmed that he is the Son of God. Furthermore, in today's text, Jesus and his inner circle of disciples, Peter, James, and John, confirmed that again through the voice of the cloud. In addition to this, in Mark 15:39, during Jesus' crucifixion, when the centurion stood facing Jesus, saw how he died and said, "This man was certainly God's son." Through the witness of the centurion, the Roman army officer, Jesus was confirmed as the Son of God. Now, it is our turn to experience the presence of God in our midst and confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God with an amazing story of witness. Secondly, the transfiguration of Jesus reminds us of our call to live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ in this complex world. Up until Jesus and his three disciples went up the mountain, they had lived with a lot of messy business. As Jesus' ministry spread out, everyone was looking for Jesus and asking for help. When Peter saw the transfiguration of Jesus, he did not want to go back to the world. Rather, he wanted to stay there by saying, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter said this because he didn't know how to respond, for the three of them were terrified. But sometimes we also think that we just want to stay in paradise rather than live in this world with a lot of complexity and suffering. However, our call from God is not to hide and run away from this world, but to live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ in this world, so that everyone knows what is the truth and where is their real dwelling place. Lastly, the transfiguration of Jesus calls us to be true witness of Christ's glory in this world. Peter wrote about this witness of the transfiguration in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 to 19. "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majesty glory, saying, 'This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts." Right, this is what we Christians really need to do in this world. Knowing who Jesus is and live in this world as faithful disciples and as true eyewitness of Christ's glory. Sometimes this world is not the place that we can feel safe, comfortable, and happy. But since the Son of God is always with us, we also can defeat evil, drive out the darkness, and bring out the light of God in this world. Remember, Jesus is our superhero. He's the one who makes the sunshine. He is the one that puts the moon in the sky. He's the one who hung the stars one by one. He's the one who makes the birds sing. He's the one who makes our dreams so high. He's the one who makes us smile day by day. Jesus is our superhero. He's our star, our best friend. Better than Spider-Man, better than Superman, better than Batman, better than anyone. He is the best. Praise God. Amen.